2026, Rita Cetina Primary School Support. Checking a missing payment and preparing for the next application. If the August 2026 Rita Cetina Primary School Uniform and School Supplies Support Payment has not been deposited, first check the surname used for the payment schedule, registration status, and Banco del Bienestar card in order. You can also prepare the guardians and students' CURP, proof of address, Lave MX, and other requirements in advance for the next application period. Check the official payment date based on each student's approval status and the first surname of the guardian whose name is on the card. Check the balance and card availability through the official Banco del Bienestar app, an ATM, or a branch. If there is no deposit, prepare the CURP, registration folio, school information, the card's last four digits, and records of your checks. Report the missing deposit through the Mexican Government Information Hotline at 079 or the Scholarship Service Desk, and keep the reference number provided. Before the next application announcement opens, prepare Lave MX and the guardians and students' documents, then register on the official website. The 2026 Rita Cetina Elementary School Uniform and School Supplies Assistance Program is intended for students currently enrolled in public elementary schools who have registered, undergone review, and been confirmed as eligible recipients. The assistance amount for this payment phase was announced as 2,500 Mexican pesos per approved student per year, and funds are not deposited automatically simply because a student attends a public school. The August 2026 payment schedule was announced as running from August 3 to 14, divided according to the first surname of the guardian whose name appears on the card. Since that schedule has now passed, if the deposit is not visible, you should check the status in the order below, even if there is an announcement that the next registration may take place in September. The exact opening and closing dates should be determined based on new announcements from the school and the official portal. Step 1. Confirm eligibility and the expected amount first. Confirm whether the student was actually registered and approved for this elementary school assistance phase. Submitting an application or attending a public elementary school does not by itself guarantee payment. Item to check what to confirm school type, whether the student attends an eligible public elementary school registration status, whether the student has been approved or confirmed as eligible. Rather than merely having completed the application number of students, whether the amount is calculated per approved student rather than per household expected amount number of approved students times 2,500 pesos payment method, whether it is the Banco del Bienestar card registered in the guardian's name, for example. If two siblings were each approved, the expected total is 5,000 pesos. However, because each student's status may differ or the payments may appear separately, you should compare the actual number of approved students with the transaction history. Step 2. Recheck the payment date by surname. The payment calendar is generally based on the primer apellido or first surname of the guardian whose name appears on the card, not the student's surname. It is easy to check the wrong date if the guardian and student have different surnames or if the guardian uses two surnames. When checking, compare the following. Confirm which guardian is linked to the Banco del Bienestar card. Check the first letter of that guardian's first surname. Find the date assigned to that letter on the official payment calendar. For accented letters or compound surnames, follow the notation on the official calendar exactly. Recheck the card transaction history after the scheduled date. Calendars shared through social media images or school group chats may be outdated versions from before revisions. If the dates differ, the official information from the Coordinación Nacional de Becas, Para el Bienestar Benito Juarez, takes precedence. Step 3. Check the card balance and activation status. Even if you did not receive a deposit notification, the funds may already be reflected in the actual balance. Check using one of the following official methods. Check the balance and recent transactions in the official Banco del Bienestar mobile app. Check the balance at a Banco del Bienestar ATM. Visit a Banco del Bienestar branch with your identification and card. If you recently received the card, follow the enclosed instructions to confirm whether it is ready for use and whether the PIN needs to be changed. Using another bank's ATM may incur a balance inquiry fee. If the app or ATM displays a card error, it is safer to check the card's status at a bank branch rather than repeatedly entering the information. Do not share the card PIN, CVV, or one-time verification code, even with school staff or scholarship advisors. Any contact requesting this information under the pretext of checking the balance or investigating a missing deposit should be treated as a potential scam. Step 4. Prepare information for a missing deposit inquiry. Organizing the following information in one place before making an inquiry can reduce the need to repeat the same explanation. The guardians and students' CERP application or registration folio, student's name, grade, and school name, the school's CCT. If available, last four digits of the Banco del Bienestar card, first surname of the guardian, whose name appears on the card's scheduled payment date, according to the official calendar date and method of the most recent balance check status message shown on the portal or error screen due. Not write down or send the PIN, full card number, or CVV as part of the inquiry record. When taking screenshots, conceal any unnecessary personal information. Step 5. Submit an inquiry through 079 or the scholarship office if the scheduled date has passed and the funds are still not reflected in the card balance. Contact the Mexican government information line 079 or the local scholarship office. Rather than simply saying that the deposit was not made, provide the following information in order. State that the inquiry concerns registration for elementary school uniform and school supplies assistance. Provide the student's CERP and registration folio. Explain the scheduled payment date based on the guardian's first surname. Report the results of checking the card balance and activation status. Ask whether you need to check for incorrect registration information, a pending review, a returned payment, or a card problem. Record the case number or follow-up date if one is provided. The school can assist with verifying enrollment information and communicating official notices, but it is not the institution that directly approves or processes payments. If the issue cannot be resolved through the school, continue checking with the scholarship authority or Banco del Bienestar. Next steps by reason for a missing deposit check, result, next step registration status is under review, confirm any request for additional documents, and the status update timeline through an official channel CERP or guardian information does not match, confirm where corrections can be made and which. Original documents are required, payment is shown as completed, but there is no balance, obtain the transaction history and contact the scholarship authority and bank separately, card is blocked or not recognized, check the card status at a Banco del Bienestar branch, student is not on the registration list, confirm why the student was omitted from this registration and prepare for the next application period, folio cannot be found, check the account and email used for the application and contact an official support channel preparing for the next registration period and official application. You can prepare the documents and account even before the exact dates of the next application period are announced. The information generally required is as follows. Guardian information, valid CERP, government-issued identification, recent proof of address, a reachable mobile phone number, and email address, Lave MX account, and login information, student CERP, public elementary school enrollment. Information, school name, grade, and CCT, additional documents required by the official announcement, the permitted formats and sizes of scan files, and the accepted validity period for proof of address must be checked for each application announcement. If the names, CERP, or addresses on the original documents do not match, it is advisable to ask how to correct them before registration. Registration can be completed only during the period when applications are open on the official BICA Rita Cetina website. If the portal indicates that registration is closed, do not pay an unofficial agent. Wait for school notices and a new official announcement. Easily overlooked record keeping and scam prevention, because a missing deposit issue may not be resolved with a single phone call. It is useful to create an individual record of each check. Record the date, channel, response, and follow-up action as shown in the table below. Date verification channel details checked case number next step example. August 24, Banco del Bienestar, ATM no deposit history, not applicable contact, 079 example. August 25, 079, requested confirmation of registration status number, received during the consultation recheck on the specified date RITA. Cetina registration is free through the official process. Do not respond to anyone who demands a fee while claiming to guarantee approval or early payment, or who asks for the card, PIN, CVV, or text message verification code. It is safer to access the official portal by entering its address directly rather than using suspicious links. Key points: the announced amount for this elementary school assistance phase is 2,500 pesos per approved student per year. Check the payment date based on the first surname of the guardian whose name appears on the card. Even without a deposit notification, check the actual balance through Banco del Bienestar's official channels. Before making a missing deposit inquiry, prepare the CURP, folio, school information, scheduled date, and last four digits of the card. For the next application schedule, prioritize the opening and closing dates on the official portal over rumors at the school.